Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Adam McDonald. He's the Public Relations and Marketing Coordinator for the Children's Advocacy Center of Northeast Louisiana. Welcome. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, first, let's start here. There may be some folks out there who don't know what the Children's Advocacy Center is. I think it says it in the name,
yes.
but what do you guys do?
Sure, yeah. So the Children's Advocacy Center is a center that is designed to serve youth and children who have been sexually abused. It is unfortunate, something that occurs in our area, in our communities, that we don't often like to talk about or think about, but there are children who are facing this trauma. And so the Children's Advocacy Center is designed to allow those children to tell their story once in a child-safe, child-friendly environment to our trained forensic interviewers. Those interviews are then recorded, video and audio. They're witnessed by law enforcement, and those interviews can be used in the court proceedings to hopefully prosecute the perpetrators of those acts. And, it is designed so that the child can tell their story as few times as possible so that they're able to begin the path to healing and not continue to have to relive that trauma.
So not traumatized more than they have to be and don't have to go back and face that person.
Absolutely, yeah. Just to give you an idea, before the inception of a children's advocacy center, a child may have to tell their story. If it's reported to the police, they have to tell a police officer. Then they may have to tell a social worker. Then they may have to tell another detective. And then they may have to go on the stand and say it in front of a judge in a courtroom. And this allows the child to, like as we said, tell that story once or as few times as possible, and then really begin that path to healing, because every time they have to tell it, they're reliving, they're putting themselves right back in that situation mentally, and that can be very traumatic for a child.
How many children do you guys help in a year?
In a year, probably about between 300 and 350 in Northeast Louisiana. Our Children's Advocacy Center serves about an 8-parish area in Northeast Louisiana. We have relationships with law enforcement, so we get referrals from them, and then we begin that process.
Adam, how are you guys funded?
So we have a few different funding sources for our Children's Advocacy Center. We have some grants, the VOCA grant, which is the Victims of Child Abuse grant that comes through law enforcement, through the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Department. We have a few other grants that we've written for here and there. And then our signature fundraiser that's coming up, the Black and White Ball, is also one of our biggest fundraisers of the year.
Now, that will be coming up September the 14th. Where's the Black and White Ball this year?
This is our first year. We're going to have it right here on ULM's campus at the new Bayou Point Event Center, and we're very, very excited about that.
That's right here on campus in a sparkling new facility still. 6 to 11 p.m. on September the 14th. This is an event you need to get a ticket for early, or will you be able to do it at the door?
So you can do a little bit of both. We do have a little bit bigger space this year. We usually expect about 500 people at this event, so definitely we encourage you to get your tickets early. You can go online to our website, standforhope.org, purchase your tickets there. You can give us a call, 398-0945. Or you can come by our office at 622 Riverside Drive. Or if you want to wait till the night of the event, you can come and show up at the door. Tickets are $100, but that gets you great food. It gets you complimentary beer and wine. And we've got a lot of fun this year. We're doing casino-style gaming that's going to give you the chance to win some great prizes as well.
So lots of different things going on here. So casino style gaming, what are we talking about?
We're going to have blackjack. We're going to have craps, 3-card poker, some roulette. So basically, when you walk in, you'll be given a free voucher that gets you about 4 plays at the tables. And if you want to buy back in, all that money is just going to go to our total that we're going up through the night. So every time you spend money, you're as a chance to win a prize, we are gaining money for the Children's Advocacy Center. We have some great winner's circle prizes. So at the end of the night, you cash in your chips and you're entered to win a drawing for some great prizes that we're going to have available that night.
What's in the mystery boxes?
Oh, well, see, it's a mystery. I can't tell you. So each mystery box, they cost $20. We have great sponsors throughout the community who have donated items. So every time you spend $20, you're going to get something that's at least worth $25. And it could be worth up to a few $100s. And so you just never know which one you're going to get. And it's a lot of fun. Some people just, kind of get on a spree and they start buying those mystery boxes. And it's a lot of fun to see what's in there.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I'm intrigued by the food. So what kind of food do you have that night?
We're going to have some great food from Aramark. It's going to be a great spread of all kinds of great food. I mean, it's going to be not just finger foods. It's going to be a great meal, so you can really fill yourself up, and complimentary beer and wine as well.
Okay, so beer and wine and food. And I don't think we talked about the music yet. Yeah. So is there music that night?
Absolutely. We've got a great band from New Orleans called Crescent City Soul. They're very high energy, about a 9-piece band that's going to keep things going all throughout the night. And so we're going to be playing. They're going to be playing live. There's going to be dancing while the casino games are going on. So it's really just a fun night to kind of bounce around the room. You can play some games. You can dance. You can eat. It's just really a great night out for anyone to come out and enjoy.
Now, the big thing about this is you're making money to help your Children's Advocacy Center. You guys are part of the Center for Children and Families. We need to point that out and talk a little bit about them. But when you get this money, what are the things that it gets used for?
Sure, absolutely. So one of the things that we've just been able to do at our Children's Advocacy Center is hire. We have three now trained forensic interviewers. And so some of this is going to go to, the cost of salaries and things and training for those individuals. But one of those forensic interviewers is also going to be our community awareness specialist. And so she is going to be able to go out into schools, into anywhere in the community, and teach people about the signs of child sexual abuse, about what to look for, how to prevent it. And that's really important for us, because prevention is something that we always speak about as our agency, part of our mission. And we want people to know the signs, and hopefully we can stop things before they get to the point where a child has to be at the Children's Advocacy Center. So it's all kind of connected there, but we're really excited about that new initiative that we're going to be able to do.
Adam McDonald is with us today from the Children's Advocacy Center of Northeast Louisiana. We're talking about the black and white ball. Adam, for folks to find out more about the ball, where can they go?
They can go to our website at standforhope.org, and all the information is on there. It's going to be Saturday, September 14th from 6 to 11 here at ULM's Bayou Point Event Center.
That's Adam McDonald, Public Relations and Marketing Coordinator for the Children's Advocacy Center of Northeast Louisiana. To find out more about this event and others, visit our website at kedm.org.